It's Wednesday, February 25th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. A new casino could be headed to the Fort Wayne area after lawmakers narrowly passed a bill to approve a new casino license for Northeastern Indiana. In Kokomo, multi-faith leaders held their seventh vigil to oppose ICE detention at Miami Correctional Facility. And Indiana voters will still have the same number of early voting days after a bill that would have reduced days failed to receive a necessary vote. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. A new casino could be headed to the Fort Wayne area after lawmakers narrowly passed a bill to approve a new casino license for Northeastern Indiana. The bill's passage didn't come without some Republican pushback, WFYI's Caroline Beck reports.
The Senate approved the bill on a close 26-22 vote after some Republicans spoke against the bill that does not include a referendum for voters. Every other time lawmakers have authorized a casino in Indiana, local residents have been able to weigh in. Senators from the Fort Wayne area, like Liz Brown, say many of their voters do not want a casino in their area, and she believes her constituents should get a vote.
And if their voice is heard and the other side wins, then so be it. We'll all be there understanding and welcoming the people who work there. But that's not what happened.
The bill now must get approval from the House before it is sent to the governor. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
In Kokomo, multi-faith leaders held their seventh vigil to oppose ICE detention at Miami Correctional Facility. About 50 people gathered Monday night to pray for their immigrant neighbors. WFYI's Samantha Horton reports.
Stations were set up in a sanctuary for attendees to pray, journal, and take communion while thinking of their immigrant neighbors.
Of the love and the sacrifice that Jesus made for all of us.
The vigil comes a week after ICE immigrant detainee Lord Sim died in custody at Miami Correctional. Reverend Linda McCray visited the prison and said she saw poor treatment.
So may we pray, continue to pray for a day when all God's creation is valued and all God's human creatures are seen truly as neighbors.
Religious leaders called for a thorough investigation to understand what happened to Sim. I'm Samantha Horton in Kokomo.
Attorney General Todd Rokita announced Tuesday his office has caught roughly $100 million in fraud since 2021. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports the announcement comes as lawmakers and the governor's office have taken a hard line on fraud and abuse.
During a press conference, Attorney General Rokita pointed to Medicaid abuses in other states, including Minnesota, where the federal government has alleged $9 billion in Medicaid fraud, though local officials disagree with that number. Rokita says the state has pursued Medicaid fraud in roughly 90 instances against healthcare providers using deceptive billing, drug diversion, or the abuse and neglect of patients.
It's especially meaningful for our neediest citizens, our most vulnerable, who rely on Medicaid as a reliable source of the essential medical care that they need.
As legislation to crack down on Medicaid abuse has moved through the State House, some state officials have testified that there is no reason to believe the state has a fraud problem and little evidence that ineligible people are receiving benefits. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Governor Mike Braun would have more authority over the selection of Marion County judges under a bill through the legislature, despite objections from state Democrats worried the city is being targeted. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the bill cuts some groups out of the selection process, and opponents say that it will make judges more political.
Currently, judges are reviewed by a committee of 14, with recommendations sent to the governor, who makes the final determination. That committee has members of local legal groups, including the Marion County Bar Association. Senator Fatty Quadora pointed out that this bill would remove both the Marion County Bar Association and the Indianapolis Bar Association from the selection committee. He says the county deserves to have a diverse committee.
And when the underlying bill removes representation on a nomination committee for the only black bar association in the county, that is not representation. This is taking representation away.
Bill supporters say the altered selection committee is about creating accountability and finding the best judges to serve. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Indiana voters will still have the same number of early voting days after a bill that would have reduced days failed to receive a necessary vote. The Senate skipped over the bill Monday, missing a key deadline to secure final passage. An amendment would have reduced the number of early voting days from 28 to 16. The change was added late in the session without a public hearing to a bill that originally dealt with how absentee ballots are processed. House Speaker Todd Houston signaled last week that if it had returned to the House, it would have faced an uphill battle for approval.
I'm very, very comfortable with our election laws as they are. I think, you know, giving people the longer opportunity to vote strikes me as a good thing.
The legislative session is expected to end this week. More news in a moment.
My name's Jody. I'm a longtime WBOI supporter. Sometimes the news is controlled by larger monetary forces and not necessarily the truth. I need to stay informed. I want to stay informed, learn about the world, learn about our local events, and also provide some lightness and some fun, provides relief from what can be hard to hear sometimes. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. The Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2026, which is making its way through the federal legislature, could help Hoosier farmers. 141 acres of forest land in Owen County have been dedicated by the state as a nature preserve. And legislation headed to the governor will tighten eligibility for the state's Medicaid and food assistance programs. That's who and what for Wednesday, February 25th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.